by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connect the Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. We have reached the final game of the first half of the season. The Shuckers at 29-37, the Trash Pandas at 33-34. Javik Blake alongside you throughout what is a warm afternoon in Madison, Alabama, 94 degrees and partly cloudy. The Shuckers looking for their 30th win of the half before everybody's records reset to 0-0 on Tuesday. Shuckers last night got their fourth win of the week to clinch their fourth consecutive series win over Rocket City with a 5-0 shutout win over the Trash Pandas. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Biloxi. Rocket City, no runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The pitching for Biloxi has been dominant all week long, and it continued yesterday. Logan Henderson, 5 1/3 shutout innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 walk, worked around a base runner in each of his first 5 innings on the hill. He also struck out 6 to lower his season ERA in AA to a minuscule 1.13. And he's a perfect 3-0 in his first 3 starts. Shuckers bullpen dominant as well. Nick Merkel, Sam Carlson, and Justin Yeager combined for 3 2/3 innings to shut the door and clinch the series victory for Biloxi. They have now won 5 of their last 6, and they have won 11 of their last 16 with a chance to get to 30 wins in the first half of the season with a win today. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview as we do a deep dive on the newest and most fashionable cleats in the Shuckers clubhouse, the Reebok Rezigs, courtesy of Nick Merkel. Comes your way next. First pitch at 4:05 of the Shuckers Radio.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
That's it for Sunday afternoon baseball. Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas as we roll on with the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the guy who's been the talk of the fashion industry in baseball this week, in Nick Merkel. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Javik.
You've been talk of the fashion industry. You got the Rezigs. Today you're going with the three-quarters oat milkers hat. You're
You're loving life. How's it been?
It's been fun. First half's ending. Ending on a good note for us, and just try to have a little fun with the guys. 3 months in now, 2.5, whatever it is. Got a long way to go. So just try to keep stuff fresh around the clubhouse.
When you mention it, already halfway through the season, it feels like the season just started yesterday. But for you, first season in Double A, what's that growth been like throughout the first half of this year?
It's good to see that I can compete at this level. Everyone wants to. And growing up, you hear Double A is where everyone's at. So finally getting here and holding my own a little bit here and there feels good. It's all I really wanted to do coming into the season. And I'm pretty pleased with how I've played so far.
Well, and you've had a good series as well, 3 2/3 innings. You've allowed just one hit, contributed to 2 different shutouts from this pitching staff. How much can you use a series like this to build on towards the second half of the year?
I think we can use this all around as a team. Everything's been working well for us. Had a little rough patch a month and a half ago, whatever it was. And I think we're really using this to turn into the second half and really show how good we are. I feel like we started really well, kind of hit some bumps like you do, and now we're showing who we are again. It feels good.
Yeah, won 4 of 5 this week against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. What changed? Was there anything that clicked, or just everybody got hot at the same time?
I think everyone's just getting hot at the right time, and it's working. When you win, it's contagious, and you keep winning. I don't think there's anything you can point out specifically. Feels like we've been doing the same thing we've been doing all year. It's just now we're winning, which is the good part. So we're going to keep doing that.
Well, and we're getting into summer. It's getting a little bit warmer outside. You got the long road trips. How much does that help with the winning and that atmosphere that you guys have cultivated in the clubhouse throughout the first 66-plus games this year?
Oh, it's huge. You don't want to have a bad clubhouse. It's a long season, 138, 140 games, whatever it is. If you have bad vibes, you have no fun. If you have good vibes, you have a lot of fun. And usually with fun comes winning, and then winning's more fun. And I just try to have fun out here.
Well, and if you have re-zigs, it also ends up being a very, very fun time. And this is the talk of the town, the Reebok Rezig cleats, which have not been produced in like 15 years. You found them on eBay, and now you're rocking them. You're wearing them right now. The specialty thing about these things from Reebok is the sole is a zig pattern. So it's up, down, up, down, up, down, which were the talk of the town if you were in middle school between like 2008 and 2012. But how in the world did you decide you wanted to get some Rezigs?
Well, I'm kind of cheap, so I was shopping for eBay, and I wasn't shopping for Rezigs, I was just shopping for cleats, and I saw some, and I had a pair back in middle school, so I figured I might as well send it, never had the cleat version, and I've fallen in love with them. They're the most comfortable cleats I've had in the last 10-plus years.
They're black and white, and I also hear you got a pretty good steal on them, too.
Oh, yeah. I think they're $35, $50 after shipping. I mean, you can't beat that. You can't beat a good price.
You talked about having fun with the team, having fun in the clubhouse, but having fun and being a little stylish on the mound as well. How much does that put you at ease as a pitcher?
For me, it's huge. If I can be out there relaxed, knowing I'm doing my thing, it's a lot easier to do my job. If I'm out there tense, it's not going to go well. So if I can have stupid cleats on or just anything that's going to make me laugh a little bit, that's all I try to do.
Well, now, last night, though, you were not wearing the Rezigs. You were rocking some Mizunos. You switching things up a little bit?
Well, Mizuno's also an eBay find. Those are much cheaper. And they match the blue jerseys better than the black, so I went with the blue Mizunos yesterday.
Well, now you've had 2 appearances this week, one with the Rezigs, one with the Mizunos. Is there one that's more comfortable than the other?
I will say Reeboks are more comfortable. The Mizunos, I think, might be a little more stylish, but comfort-wise, Reebok wins every day of the week.
You also throw knuckle curve out there. You're one of the few guys in professional baseball who use the knuckle curve. What has that development of that pitch been like throughout your pro career?
On it, not much. I kind of move this last week. I moved my fingernail from inside the seam to outside the seam, and that's really about it. I've picked it up in college right at the end of my career just because I was facing the same team for like the 6th time in 3 years. Figured I needed a different pitch. The curveball was working that day, and I just kind of kept on to it since, and it's really turned into a pretty good weapon for me.
How did you figure out the grip for it? Because it is a really special grip. You got to almost spike one finger up, and it's very different than your usual curveball grip.
I had a college teammate who threw it. He never pitched. He had a finger injury. He was our courtesy runner back in the NAIA. But he threw it. It was a good pitch, and so I kind of just stole it from him. So thanks, Gannon, for the curveball grip.
Well, now you got the knuckle curve, you got the Rezigs, you got the Mizunos, you got the three-quarters hat, you got the 100% glasses on. You're good to go.
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready. Feeling good for the second half. I think we're going to do well. Everyone's feeling good. It's the right time. get the first half out of the way, forget about it. Record's 0-0 on Tuesday, and we're just going to try to win a second half championship.
Well, there we go. We love to hear it. Merkel, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Trash Pandas coming your way next.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Rocket City Trash Pandas, AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. It is a really special moment right now at home plate. Former college teammates Brock Wilkin and Camden Manassi are right now exchanging the lineup cards at home plate as we get set for a series finale between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Wilkin and Manassi, not only college teammates, but former college roommates as well. Manassi made his AA debut a few nights ago. First guy he faced in AA was his roommate, Brock Wilkin. Shuckers today send the righty Shane Smith to the hill, 3-2 with a 3.35 earned run average on the season. Tonight is his 16th appearance and 7th start of the season. As a starter, he's been terrific. A 3.12 ERA over 6 starts, and opponents hitting 185 against him. Meanwhile, the righty Sam Bachman goes for the Trash Pandas, 0-0 with a 5.14 ERA through 2 starts with Rocket City. 7 innings, a walk, 7 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 241 against him. Shuckers, Trash Pandas, in a series finale. Beautiful day for baseball. Temperatures in the mid-90s, not a cloud in sight. Wind blowing straight out to left with the Shuckers lineup looking to enjoy today. They've hit a homer in 3 of the first 5 games in this series, and they're coming off a 5-0 shutout win a night ago. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for first pitch. Shuckers Trash Pandas in a series finale. But before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We'll take a break. When we come back, time for first pitch in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got Kaneka sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1.
Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Eager comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
As he drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Thank you.
From the Zap Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, we welcome you to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama for the sixth and final game of a series between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Rocket City Trash Pandas, AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Shuckers enter today at 29-37 on the season. Rocket City at 33-34. Shuckers have won five of their last six. Meanwhile, Rocket City has dropped eight of their last 10 as we finish out the first half of the 2024 season. Everybody goes back to a 0-0 record come Tuesday when everybody reopens their series across the Southern League. Already, Sam Bachman gets the start for Rocket City. No record and a 5.14 ERA in two starts this season with AA Rocket City. And a long road back from injury. Did not make his AA debut this year after spending some time with the Big Blue Club a year ago until June 13th. Seven innings, a walk, and seven strikeouts so far with Rocket City. For the Shuckers, it's a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Reilly is in the leadoff spot and bats from the left side, playing second. Carlos Rodriguez, the lefty, commands center and bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third and plays third. Darian Miller in the cleanup spot. He bats from the left side, and he is behind the plate. Eric Brown Jr. plays short and bats from the right side. Noah Campbell, the switch hitter, bats behind him and commands right. Adam Hall in left, bats seventh. In the eighth spot, it's Xavier Warren, and Casey Martin rounds out the Shuckers starting nine. It's a gorgeous day for baseball. A warm afternoon, 93 degrees and partly cloudy. A little bit of a delay to the 4:05 first pitch. O'Reilly digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. And away we go. First pitch is a called strike one in the inside corner, a sinker at 93, and we're underway. First pitch at 4:08 p.m. Central Time. The 0-1 pitch, O'Reilly fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-2. O'Reilly this year hitting 190 in his first week in AA, a run driven in and a 320 OBP. Bachman out of the windup. Delivers. O'Reilly swings and misses. It tips off Payne's mitt up the third baseline. O'Reilly takes off to first. Payne picks it up, fires to first, and completes the strikeout. 1-0 away now for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Bachman makes his second start of the series. Started the Tuesday series opener. Earned a no decision. Gave up one run over four innings and struck out four. Delivers to Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez chops it right side of the infield. Vera, the second baseman, to his right, grabs it, fires across his body. Big stretch from Brown at first, not in time. His back foot comes off the bag. It's an infield single for Rodriguez. And he extends his hit streak to six in a row. Errol Vera at second today. Sam Brown is at first. Matt McCroskey at short. Eric Wagaman commands third. The outfield from left to right, Tucker Flint, Nelson Rada, and Orlando Martinez. Brock Wilkins stands in, man on first, one away. Bachman fires. Wilkins takes a slider on the inside corner for strike one. Bachman, a big-time sinker-slider guy. Faces off against Wilkins, who's hitting 226 this season, the 309 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Wilkin swings and drives it towards deep center field. Rada's back on it towards the 400 sign. Looks up, and it's way gone. Off the batter's eye, 422 feet, and it's 2-0 Biloxi. Wilkin touches home. There's been BP for both sides all week, and nobody's hit it that far. Off the mat at 103 miles an hour, 422 feet to dead center. It's Wilkins' seventh of the season, and it's an early 2-0 lead. The pitch to the lefty, Darian Miller, misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. It is hard to hit a ball that hard and that far, especially at this ballpark. The 1-0 pitch. misses low when the count goes to 2-0. Yes, it's short down the lines into the power alleys, but it gets real deep, real quick out towards center, and Wilkin hit it over everybody. The 2-0 pitch. Miller swings and ropes it. First base side foul by the first base coach, Danny Larson. The count at 2-1. Now the Shockers have now homered in 4 of their 6 games this week against Racket City. The pitch is a called strike 2 with a slider on the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. Miller's hitting .232 this season with a team best .434 OBP. The pitch. Miller rolls it first base side. 2 hops to Brown. Brown takes it to the bag himself and retires Miller for the second out. Up comes the right-hander, Eric Brown Jr. Shuckers lead it 2-0. We're in the top of the first inning. They've staked their starter Shane Smith to an early lead. The righty Bachman delivers, and it misses off the outside corner for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Brown Jr. takes a strike. Sinker in the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. Brown Jr. is hitting .177 this year. 2 homers, 13 driven in, and a .261 OBP. The pitch. Slider called the strike on the outside corner at 85. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Bachman fires. Brown Jr. chops it right side of the infield. Brown shifted over at first, grabs it, flips to Bachman towards the bag. And it retires Brown Jr. for the final out. But Biloxi strikes twice. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Brock Wilkins' big-time bomb makes it 2-0 Biloxi after a half inning of play. It's Shane Smith to the hill when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the first inning, and the Shuckers lead Racket City 2-0. Thanks to a massive home run from Brock Wilkin. His 7th of the season, drove in his 21st and 22nd runs of the year. Already Shane Smithman staked to an early lead. He's 3-2 with a 3.35 ERA this season. Today is his 16th appearance and his 7th start of the year. 43 innings, 14 walks, 57 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .214 against him. Nelson Rana leads it off for Racket City. Gustavo Campero bats second. And the pitch. It's a called strike 1 at the knees to begin the day. Orlando Martinez bats third, and Eric Wagaman bats in the fourth spot. Smith fires. Tipped foul into Miller's mitt behind the plate. The curveball at 77, and the count goes to 0-2. Rod is hitting 224 this year. Home run, 12 driven in. The pitch, swing and a miss. The elevated fastball gets Rada again. That's what Henderson used as a roadmap to get him yesterday. One up, one down, and it brings up the switch hitter, Gustavo Campero. The pitch. Campero takes low. It's a curveball at 78. And the count goes to 1-0. Campero was a late addition to the lineup today. Things got switched around about 2 hours before first pitch. The pitch, another curveball, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. One and one the count, one out, nobody on in the bottom of the first inning. It's already 2-0 Biloxi. The pitch, chopped foul first base side. The count moves to 1-2. The righty Smith kicks and fires. Misses up and away. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campero's hitting 284 this year, 8 homers, 27 driven in. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, dribble, foul off the plate right into the on-deck circle. Orlando Martinez is there, snags it. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Fouled back. And a slow slider at 83. The count stays at 2-2. The pitch. Campero swings and misses. Fastball off the outside corner at 94, and it's back-to-back strikeouts to start Smith's day. And now 2 outs with nobody on for the lefty, Orlando Martinez. The pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner. Martinez hitting an even 300 this year. 2 homers, 10 driven in. It's 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Called strike two on the outside corner. Fastball at 96. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the day from Smith. Up in the count, no balls and 2 strikes against Martinez. The pitch, swing and a miss. Smith strikes out the side to start this off. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move to the second. It's 2-0 Biloxi. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the second inning, Shuckers lead it 2-0 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas in a series finale. First pitch from Sam Bachman misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-0 against the switch hitter Noah Campbell, who digs in from the back of the left-handed box against Bachman. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Campbell this year hitting .273, two homers, 22 driven in, and an .835 OPS. Bachman fires. Campbell ropes it in a right down for a base hit. It rolls to Martinez, and Campbell quickly continues what has been a scorching hot June, and the leadoff man's on in the second. It's June 23rd. We're almost into the month of July. Noah Campbell is hitting over 300 in the month of June with an OPS of almost 1,000. 317 average this month with a 984 OPS entering today. And now brings up the right-handed hitting Adam Hall. Man on, nobody out, top of the second. The pitch, Hall swings and misses. Slider at 84. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The righty Bachman fires. It misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Hall is in his second week with Biloxi. Joined the team last week after being promoted from the complex. .296 hitter with a .367 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and lines it out to short right. Martinez charges, and it dunks in for a single. Well, the Shuckers are getting to Bachman early in this one. Already four hits between the first seven batters, and up comes the switch hitter Xavier Warren with runners on first and second and nobody out. It's 2-0 Biloxi up on Rocket City. Both runs came home in the first inning on a two-run shot to dead center from Brock Wilkin. Xavier Warren digs in, hitting .195 on the season. Bachman fires. Warren dribbles it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Everybody hops out of the way. The count goes 0-1. Bachman delivers. Warren swings and misses. Goes down to a knee on an 89-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bachman delivers. Warren takes low. And the count goes to 1-2. The right-hander fires. Warren takes strike three in the outside corner. Dots one more changeup on that outside corner at 88. Second strikeout today for Bachman. First looking strikeout of the day. And it brings up the righty Casey Martin. Runners in first and second, one away in the top of the second inning. The Shuckers lead it 2-0 early on in this one. Bachman fires. Martin shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch misses away. It's a sinker at 97. Martin still looking to break through with Biloxi. 0-for-15 with 8 strikeouts in his first series with the Shuckers after coming over from the Phillies organization and the Double-A Reading Fightin' Phils. Bachman delivers. Martin fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Between Redding and Biloxi, Martin is hitting 150 on the season, the 201 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Martin fouls it straight back. It was a slider up in the zone at 87. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted to short. McCroskey grabs it, fires to second. It's an open play. That's some tough luck right there for Casey Martin. Off the bat at 104. If it was 3 feet to the left or 3 feet to the right, he has a single. Instead, he lines out to a double play that ends the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 2-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Hey, Checkers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Checkers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Checkers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the second, Shane Smith back on the hill for Biloxi. Delivers to the lefty Eric Wagaman, and it's called strike one. Fastball in the inside corner at 94. Javik Blake alongside you. It's all Biloxi so far, 2-0. The 0-1 pitch, slider called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. The guy on the hill for Biloxi right now has been nothing short of dominant. He's gone three up, three down, all on strikeouts. 0-2 pitch. Hammer down the right field line. It tails foul into the seats. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Wagaman pops it up. Out to short right. Warren, the first baseman, sprints out. He's called off by O'Ray, the second baseman, who hauls it in and retires Wagaman for the out. Well, for the first time today, Shane Smith needs the help of his defense, and it's time to set the Shuckers defense today. Xavier Warren is at first. Dylan O'Ray is at second. Everett Brown Jr. is at short. Brock Wilkins at third. And the outfield from left to right, Adam Hall, Carlos Rodriguez, and Noah Campbell with Darian Miller behind the plate. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-1 and no strikes. Flint hitting 243 this season. The 1-0 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner at 77. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Hammered foul, first base side, and out of play. The count goes to 2-2 and a strike. Smith delivers.
Again, hammered foul. This time, third base side and way out of play. The count's two balls and two strikes. That was on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Smith. Right around the middle of the plate, and Flint was still late to it. One out, nobody on. It's 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch. Chopped foul first base side, and we'll do it again. By the way, fans, you can join in on today's broadcast with the Text the Booth line. 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Throws a hammer of a curveball down low at 80 miles an hour. Flint was about 3 light years ahead of it. And now 2 away, and it brings up the lefty Sam Brown. He was late to the fastball and then was way early on the curveball. About 15 miles an hour slower than the fastball. And now 2 outs. Nobody on. And the lefty, Sam Brown, digs in. Smith delivers. Brown drives it out to right. Campbell drifts back on it. Plenty of room right near the warning track. He hauls it in, and it is a quick and easy 11-pitch inning from Shane Smith. He's gone 6 up, 6 down to start the day, and the Shuckers are up 2-0 after 2. We head to the third, back in the moment, on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
We head to the third inning. Shuckers lead it 2-0 over starter Sam Bachman and the Rocket City Trash Pandas in the series finale. Javik Blake back alongside you, and the righty Bachman continues on, faces the lefty Dylan O'Ray in the leadoff spot of the Shuckers order. Bachman delivers. O'Ray swings and dribbles it foul at the plate. The count goes to no balls and a strike. O'Ray struck out on a curveball back in the first. One of two strikeouts today from the righty Bachman. Now the pitch. O'Ray takes off the inside corner, a sinker at 95. The count evens at 1-1. Rapid City wearing their military-themed alternate uniforms on this Sunday. The pitch. O'Ray swings and misses. Change up with the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. It's a camo base with their Rocket City R logo on the front in a darker brown. You almost can't see it. Though if you're camo jerseys, you're not really supposed to see the whole thing anyways. A 1-2 pitch to O'Ray. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. I mean, you could really lean into it. There's a bunch of torso-less human beings out in the field right now for Rocket City. They're wearing their black caps with the white R Rocket logo. Bachman delivers. O'Ray swings and taps it foul at the plate. The count evens 2-2. The Shuckers are not wearing their military-themed alternate jerseys today. That would be a wild Sunday. Instead, it's a Royal blue base with the Biloxi B logo on the left part of the chest, the number on the lower right part of the front. The pitch, O'Ray, chaps it towards third. Wagaman charges, gloves it. O'Ray sprints out of the box, throw to first, in time. Brown a big stretch, and the throw beats O'Ray by maybe a quarter of a step. One away now for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez digs in from the left side. Reached on an infield single back in the first. Bachman fires. Rodriguez chops it first base side. One big hop, and then a little hop to Brown. He takes it to the bank himself and retires Rodriguez for the second out. Two away now for the right-handed hitting Brock Wilken. Wilken hit one off the batter's eye in dead center back in the first inning. That made it a 2-0 Checkers lead. Two out, nobody on. 2-0 Checkers in the top of the third. Bachman, first base side of the rubber from the windup, delivers. Wilken takes at the knees for strike one. The pitch. Wilken swings and misses. Slider that falls off the outside corner at 87. And the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Bachman delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Bachman being very careful not to throw Wilken a fastball again. Hung one, and Wilken hammered it. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and tags it out to left. Flint charges on it, and a one hops him. Brock Wilken has a 2-for-2 day already. We're in just the third inning. And now LeMain on with two away for the lefty, Darian Miller. Miller's 0-for-1 today with a ground out to first, back in the first. One on, two away. Checkers lead it 2-0. The pitch misses off the inside corner. That one almost got Miller. The count goes to 1-0. It's almost more shocking when Darian Miller is up to the plate and does not get hit, as opposed to when he does get hit. He's been hit 14 times already this year, second most out of anybody in AA. Six away from the franchise record. The pitch. Miller drives it down the left field line. Flint back on it, under it on the warning track, and he hauls it in for the out. Miller's been within 10 feet of his first AA home run three times in the last 2 days. This time it's a fly out to deep left, and that ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and it's 2-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com
or call 228-233-3465.
Way to the bottom of the third inning. The righty Shane Smith continues for Biloxi. He's been nothing short of excellent so far tonight. Six up, six down with four strikeouts. And he faces the righty Tyler Payne. First pitch. Payne drives it down the right field line and foul. And the count goes 2-1. Payne's hitting .273 this season. Two homers, 14 driven in, and a .319 OBP. The 0-1 pitch, slider, rolled to third. Wilkin has it off his back foot, fires to first in time. And it's 7 up, 7 down for Shane Smith. That brings up the switch hitter, Errol Vera. By the way, it's a big-time afternoon around the Southern League. The North and South Division champions in the first half will be crowned today, the final day of the first half of the regular season. There's a bunch of wild scenarios out there right now. Errol Vera gets the first pitch, and it's called strike one in the outside corner. He's in from the left side against the righty Smith. As it gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Bottom of the ninth inning, Tennessee eliminated. If they lose, it would clinch the North Division for Birmingham. It's 9-7 Mississippi in a game that has featured 16 runs. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. 16 runs, 27 hits, and 7 errors. It's just a wild game between the M-Braves and the Smokies. Elsewhere, Montgomery leads Birmingham 4-2. The 2-1 pitch, rolled first base side. Warren dives it first towards the line. He snags it, flips to Smith. It's in time. Xavier Warren is playing first base for the first time in a while today. Makes a terrific diving stop and turns it into the second out of the frame. And now two out for Mac McCroskey. Xavier Warren today playing just his fifth game and his fifth start at first base this season. And he makes that kind of pitch. The righty McCroskey misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Elsewhere on the scoreboard, Pensacola leads Chattanooga 4-2. If Pensacola loses or Montgomery wins, the Biscuits will win the first half title. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 95, and the count evens 1-1. The Smokies three outs away from being eliminated from first half contention and giving the North title to Birmingham. The pitch driven towards left center. Hall, the left fielder, back on it. At the warning track, at the wall, looks up, and it's gone. Mac McCroskey hits one 386 feet. And the Shuckers now lead 2-1. McCroskey touches home. That's his first professional home run. And his first home run since he hit 14 last year with Oral Roberts in the Summit League. That one off the bat at 398 miles an hour. It goes 386 feet. Pitch to the lefty, Rada, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers now lead it by a 2-1 score. Smith delivers. Rada fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. McCroskey's first home run of the year, his ninth run driven in. Smith delivers. Rada lifts it foul above the Shuckers' dugout third base side. The count goes to 1-2. Smith kicks and fires. Rada lifts it back up the middle. Couple of hops to Brown Jr. behind second. He fires to first, and that's in time. In the frame,
One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We end of the fourth. It's 2-1 Biloxi on the Shuckers.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We end at the top of the fourth inning. The Shuckers lead Rocket City 2-1. Javik Blake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Righty Sam Bachman back to the hill for Rocket City, and he faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. The pitch is a called strike, top of the zone, and the count goes 0-1. Brown Jr. this year hitting 177. He's 0-1 today with a ground out to first. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Brown Jr. digs back in at the very back of the right-handed box. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The righty Bachman delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, we all already now know one of the two teams that have clinched the division title today. The Birmingham Barons have officially clinched the Southern League North Division in one of the wildest turnarounds in Southern League history. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout, in and out of Andy Yerzy's left hand, who's sitting on the bench. And the count stays at 1-2. Last year, the Barons set the Southern League record for the worst run differential for a team since the early 1960s. Now they're going to the playoffs. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. takes low and away, and the count evens 2-2. So now it comes down to whether Pensacola or Montgomery will win the South. Montgomery is up 4-2 on Birmingham in the sixth. If they win, they're in. The 2-2 pitch. Brown Jr. pops it up down the right field line. Martinez charges in. Brown, the first baseman, is out, and it drops between them. Brown Jr. dunks in a single. That extends his on-base streak to 10 in a row, his hit streak to 6 in a row. And now a man on for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in at the back of the left-handed box. He's 1-for-1 today with a single back in the second. It's 2-1 Biloxi in the fourth. The pitch, Brown Jr. off to second. Pitch misses off the inside corner. The throw to second is high. The tag is not in time. Brown Jr. tallies his 13th stolen base of the season. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Campbell dribbles it foul up the plate. The count evens 1-1.
Shuckers today have gotten to Bachman. Two runs on six hits, including a two-run homer back in the first inning from Brock Wilkin. The 1-1 pitch. Campbell swings and misses. Changeup off the outside corner at 88. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Campbell swings and misses. A slider at 85. Bachman records his second strikeout on that slider. It's his third strikeout of the day. And it now brings up the righty Adam Hall with one out and a runner on second. It's 2-1 Biloxi in the fourth inning. Bachman delivers. Hall swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 85. And the count goes 2-1. By the way, Birmingham's playoff appearance, their first since 2013. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers will start the second half on Tuesday, looking to join whoever wins the South Division in the first half, whether it be Montgomery or Pensacola. Brown Jr. dances off second. The pitch. Hall rolls it off the mound. It goes to second. Vera has it. Fires to first. It's in time. Retires home. But it pushes Brown Jr. to third. And now two away for the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Runner on third, two away, top of the fourth inning. It's 2-0 Biloxi. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery, Warren. Takes off the inside corner. It's a sinker at 95. And the count goes to 2-0. By the way, on the Shuckers Text the Booth line, we'd like to say hello to Craig, who's listening in from Keesler Federal Park today in the home clubhouse. The Shuckers home clubhouse manager getting set for 9 games in 9 days for the Shuckers starting on Tuesday at home. Also a big hello to Kenny and Chrissy, who are tuning in from the car today. The pitch. Is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Also a big hello to Kane and Laurel and George in Grand Ridge, Florida. The 2-1 delivery. Warren swings and misses, a long swing on an 88-mile-an-hour changer. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Bachman fires. Warren swings and drives it deep to right. Wygon! Goodness, Warren demolished it off the bat at 110 miles an hour, and it's 4-1 Biloxi. That thing took off like a rocket down the right field line. He touches zone. That's his fifth homer of the year, his 25th and 26th runs driven in, and the Shuckers have their second homer of the day. 110 off the bat, 382 feet. The Shuckers have hit two homers today. None of them have been cheap homers. The pitch misses up and away to the righty, Casey Martin. My, oh, my, that thing, as soon as it... You can hear the crack of the bat. The 1-0 pitch. Martin swings and misses. Pitch up and in. And the count evens 1-1. As soon as you heard the crack of the bat, you knew that thing was gone. Warren did as well. A little bit of a lean as he watched it in the batter's box. The 1-1 pitch. Slider is called a strike. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martin pops it foul first base side and out of play. count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martin loops it out towards left. Flint back on it. The wind starts to carry it. Now he comes in on it and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. But Biloxi gets two. Two runs on two hits, including a moonshot liner from Xavier Warren. No errors and nobody left on base. We're through 3.5, and it's 4-1 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Shane Smith back to the hill. The Shuckers have given him four runs of support. It's a 4-1 Shuckers lead. The most amount of support that Smith has had in any start this season. And he now faces the switch hitter Gustavo Campero in the left-handed box. First pitch of the inning. Smith pours one in for strike one. It's 4-1 Biloxi. The Shuckers have four runs on seven hits, including a two-run homer from Brock Wilkin and a two-run homer from Xavier Warren. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 93, and the count goes 0-2. Meanwhile, the only run for Rocket City came on a solo shot from Mac McCroskey back in the third. The 0-2 pitch. Dribbled foul, first base side, and the count stays at 0-2. The pitch rolled right side of the infield. O'Reilly gobbles it up in short right, fires to Warren at first. Shane Smith continues to dominate this Trash Pandas lineup. He's retired 10 of the first 11 he's faced. And it brings up the lefty Orlando Martinez. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 4-1. The Shuckers up on Rocket City in the series finale. Smith fires. Martinez swings and misses a big-time curveball at 79. And the count goes 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, chopped over Smith's head. Brown Jr. over from short on the first base side of second, grabs it and fires to first in time. Retires Martinez for the second out. And up comes the lefty Eric Wagaman, but first 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. All Shuckers here in a Sunday series finale. The pitch to Eric Wagaman is popped foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Shuckers 4, Trash Pandas 1. The righty Shane Smith faces off against the lefty Eric Wagaman. The 0-1 pitch. Wagaman takes low. It bounces in and out of Miller's mitt. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch is a curveball that misses low at 89. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, Wagerman takes up. It's a curveball at 85, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch popped up, out to short right. Warren, the first baseman, charges out. O'Ray, the second baseman, out as well. He takes charge, and he makes the catch. Continued dominance for Shane Smith on a Sunday afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. He's retired 12 of 13. We go to the fifth, and it's 4-1 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
To the top of the fifth inning, top of the order, due up for Biloxi against the righty Sam Bachman. It is all Biloxi this afternoon, a 4-1 lead. The righty Bachman fires, and the lefty Dylan O'Ray takes off the outside corner for ball one. Shuckers have 4 runs on 7 hits, including 2 home runs. 2-run shot from Brock Wilkin, and a 2-run shot last inning from Xavier Warren. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, O'Ray takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. O'Ray's 0 for 2 today. Struck out swinging in the first, grounded out in the third. Bachman fires. O'Ray swings and drives it right to second. Vera sneaks up as Mitt makes the grab. And it robs O'Ray of a single. One away, nobody on for the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-for-2 today with a single. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, it misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0. The righty John O'Reilly warming up in the Racket City bullpen. The pitch, Rodriguez spoils it foul, out of play, third base side. And the count evens 1-1. Bachman about to throw his 72nd pitch of the day. But he's already facing the order for a third time. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Bachman originally drafted 9th overall in 2021 by the Angels. The 3-1 pitch misses up and away, and it's ball 4. Bachman last year made it to the big leagues with the Angels for 3 appearances, got hurt to start this year, had a lengthy rehab back with the Arizona Complex League Angels, and then was optioned to Double-A as soon as he got off the injured list, and this is going to be the end of his day right here. Manager Andy Schatzley out of the dugout, and Bachman departs. Brock Wilken set to face the new pitcher, John O'Reilly, when we come back on the Checkers Radio Network. It's 4-1 Biloxi.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The righty John O'Reilly into the game for the Trash Pandas. We're in the top of the 5th inning, 1 out, 1 on. And the righty Brock Wilken steps in against the righty O'Reilly. Shuckers lead it 4-1. Carlos Rodriguez is off first. And the righty O'Reilly takes a long set at the belt. Now checks back to first, and Rodriguez is back in time. O'Reilly makes his 11th appearance of the season, just his 4th out of the bullpen this year with Rocket City. He has a 2.58 ERA, 38 and a third innings, 10 walks, and 28 strikeouts. The pitch. Wilken swings and rolls it to short. McCroskey to his right, grabs it, fires to second, on to first in time. And it's a double play. O'Reilly needs one pitch to get out of the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Madison, and it's 4-1 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper for Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
The bottom of the fifth inning, and the righty Shane Smith continues in what has been a marvelous afternoon. Delivers his first pitch against the lefty Tucker Flint, and it's called strike one. The Shuckers lead it 4-1 in this series finale, looking to take 5 of 6 to close out their first half of the season. The 0-1 pitch, Flint fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-2. Flint's 0-for-1 today, struck out on a curveball back in the second. Smith pitch count in terrific shape. That last pitch, just his 50th of the day. He's good for 70-plus since moving into the starting rotation. The 0-2 pitch. Flint swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94. Flint's retired for the second time today on strikes. Brings up the lefty Sam Brown. Brown's 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. The pitch. Brown takes strike one on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Smith fires. Jack swing. Doesn't matter. It's called strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 95. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner. The count at 1-2. That was a curveball at 80 miles an hour. The 1-2 pitch, fouled off, right at home plate, and we'll do it one more time. The Shuckers have really found a way to get hot back half of this month of June. The pitch, chopped to short, couple of hops to Brown Jr. He snags into the back of the infield, fires to first in time. And it retires Brown for the second out. Brings up the righty Tyler Payne. Two out, nobody on. It's 4-1 Shuckers in the bottom of the fifth. Now the Shuckers, to begin the month, were 19-31. Then they lost their second game of the month and dropped to 19-32. The pitch to Payne. Rolled again to short. Brown Jr. smothers it, gets back to his feet, fires to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning from Shane Smith. 7 up, 7 down, second time through the order. These are 5 innings of one-hit baseball. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the sixth. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We head to the top of the sixth inning, and John O'Reilly in for his first full inning after he threw one pitch, got a double play, and worked out of the fifth. Faces the lefty Darian Miller. 4-1 Shuckers. The pitch. Miller takes strike one on the outside corner. Biloxi today, 4 runs on 7 hits. All 4 of their runs have come off of 2 2-run homers. O'Reilly delivers. Miller swings and drives it towards center. Right up back on it, under it, and he makes the chest-high catch. One away, and it brings up the righty Eric Brown Jr. Shuckers lead it 4-1, looking for their 5th win out of 6 in this series. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-2. Shuckers are starting to turn the corner as we head towards the second half of the season. That begins on Tuesday at home against Pensacola. The Shuckers have won 10 of their last 16. A win today would make it 11 of 17 going into the second half. Shuckers today, a chance to get to 30 wins in the first half. They were sitting at 19 wins just a few weeks ago. The pitch, knocked foul, first base side on out of play. Count stays at 0-2. And one of the big things has been this offense turning a corner for Biloxi. Entering today in the month of June, the Shuckers offense is averaging over 5 runs a game. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. As a team hitting almost .250 with a team OPS above .720, over 70 points above league average. O'Reilly comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball off the outside corner, 82. And now 2 away for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the righty O'Reilly. Shuckers lead it 4-1, top of the sixth. The pitch. Campbell rolls it right side of the infield by Brown and into right for a single. It's a multi-hit day for Noah Campbell. And it brings up the righty Adam Hall. Hall is 1-for-2 today with a single back in the second. The pitch. He takes the strike top of the zone, and the count goes 0-1. The righty O'Reilly comes set. Campbell off first. He now kicks and fires. Misses up, and the count evens 1-1. O'Reilly, 6'5", 225 pounds. The pitch misses up and in. Check back to first, and Campbell's back in plenty of time. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Hall takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Xavier Warren's on deck. He demolished one over the right field wall back in the fourth inning that made it 4-1. The 3-1 pitch. Hall rolls it to short. McCroskey charges, flips to second. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We end at the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Shockers lead it 4-1. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The end of the sixth inning, and the Shockers lead it 4-1 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Ready, Shane Smith delivers, and it misses low to the switch hitter, Errol Vera, who digs in from the left side. Shane Smith, for the first time in his career, pitches into the sixth inning. His pitch count, terrific shape. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. That last pitch is 59th of the day. His season high in pitches is 78. The 2-0 pitch, Vera swings and misses. And the count goes to 2-1. Smith's career high in innings is 5. Done it twice. Both have come this year. Once on May 29th against Pensacola. Again on June 11th against Tennessee. The 2-1 pitch, fouled back. And the count evens 2-2. He has never recorded an out in his sixth inning in his entire career. He has recorded an out in the sixth, but that's because he spent some time as a reliever throughout the first parts of his career. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and there it is. A new career high for Shane Smith. 5 1/3 innings, and for the first time in his career, he records an out in his sixth inning of work. One away now for the righty, Mac McCroskey. It's the sixth strikeout of the day for Smith, who continues to lower that ERA as a starter. McCroskey takes strike one on the inside corner. Right-handed bat has the only hit today and has driven in the only run for Rocket City. It was a homer back in the third. The pitch misses up and in. And the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, McCroskey takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, McCroskey takes a slider just low, and the count goes to 3-1. The Three balls, one strike, one away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A long swing on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Shane Smith continues to dominate. Seven strikeouts today. He's retired 17 of 18 batters faced. And out comes acting manager Fidel Pena to finish off what has been a glorious day for the righty Shane Smith. The entire infield comes in. High fives and glove taps all around. Two out, nobody on. Shane Smith faces 18 batters. He's retired 17 of them. And the Shuckers lead it 4-1. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Justin King is on for Biloxi after Shane Smith's glorious day. Retired 17 of the 18 batters faced comes to an end. The Shuckers lead it 4-1, bottom of the sixth. Two out, nobody on. And the lefty King delivers to the lefty Nelson Rada. First pitch, chop to first. Warren has it, takes it to the bag himself, and Justin King, one pitch, one out, quick and easy, finishes off the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. It's 4-1 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We end at the top of the seventh. It's 4-1 Shuckers over Rocket City in a series finale in the first half finale. Javon Blake back alongside you. Ready, John O'Reilly back to work. And he faces the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. The pitch. Warren takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren, 1-for-2 today with a homer. The pitch is a called strike. Fastball on the inside corner at 94. The count evens to 1-1. The pitch, Warren pops it straight up. Behind second, McCroskey uses his glove to battle the sun. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the righty Casey Martin. The pitch. Martin takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Martin today is 0-for-2. Still looking for his first hit in a Shuckers uniform this season. 0-for-17 this week. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. There are portions of it which are just out of Martin's control. First time up, smoked a liner off the bat at 104 miles an hour, but the problem was he hit it right to short. McCroskey snagged it for the out. The pitch is a called strike. Sinker on the outside corner at 92, and the count goes to 2-1. It's 4-1 Biloxi in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Martin swings and drives it out to right. Martinez drifts back on it towards the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two away, and it's back to the top of the order in the left-handed hitting Dylan O'Reilly. Ready, fires. O'Reilly chops it left side of the infield. McCroskey to his right, grabs it, slings it to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. It's an eight-pitch frame from O'Reilly. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the seventh. 4-1 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
In the bottom of the seventh inning for Rocket City. Shuckers lead it 4-1 in a series finale. And the lefty, Justin King, is back to work. Faces Gustavo Campero from the right side. First pitch. Campero takes low. It bounces into Miller's mid. And the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you. We've seen 5 runs in this game, 4 for Biloxi, 1 for Rocket City. And the 5 runs have come on 3 different homers. The 1-0 pitch, Campero shows bunt, pulls back, it hits him. And the first batter reaches since McCroskey's homer in the third. And it puts a man on with nobody out for Orlando Martinez. The lefty King kicks and delivers. It's called strike one. Fastball at 96. Four runs, 8 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 1 run, 1 hit for Rocket City. The pitch rolled weakly towards third. Wilkin grabs it. No throw to second. Instead throws to first. Good job by Eric Brown Jr. Hustles over to third to make sure Campero does not advance. Martinez is retired. One away now for the lefty, Eric Wagaman. And the Shuckers are going back to the bullpen. Acting manager Fidel Pena is out. King done for the day. And in comes the lefty, Nate Peterson, to face the lefty, Eric Wagaman. Shuckers up 4-1. Bottom of the 7th inning with 1 away and 1 on. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the 7th inning, it's 4-1 Biloxi. And the lefty, Nate Peterson, enters. He inherits Gustavo Campero as a runner at second and faces the left-handed hitting Eric Wagaman. Peterson has inherited 3 base runners this year. One of the 3 has scored. Today is his 13th appearance. 4.50 ERA in 50 innings on the hill. Peterson delivers. Wagaman takes strike one. Wagaman's 0 for 2 today. Pop out to second in the second and the fourth. The 0-1 pitch. Dribbled foul back to the screen. The count goes to 0-2. Peterson last time out got the hold on Tuesday in the series opener. 2 1/3 scoreless innings with a strikeout. The 0-2 pitch. Dribbled back to the mound. Peterson grabs it. Fires to first in time. Campero moves to third. And now 2 away for the lefty Tucker Flint. Left-handed hitting Tucker Flint stands in. Shockers lead it 4-1. Peterson, third base side of the rubber, delivers. Misses low and away. The count goes to 1-0. Time went with the sweeper at 83. Flint 0 for 2 today, two strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch, Flint takes up and away. Slider at 87. And the count at 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Camperos at third. The pitch, dribbled foul at the plate. The count runs to 2-1. Been a lot of sliders, sweepers, and cutters from Peterson so far tonight. The 2-1 pitch. Broken bat liner out to right center. Everybody's over. It's down for a base hit. Campbell, the right fielder, gets it on a hop. The inherited runner scores. It's now 4-2. It's Flint's 33rd RBI of the year. Tears Eric Weigeman for the team high. And the lefty Sam Brown steps in. That run charged to Justin King, who now gives up one earned run. No hits, no walks, no strikeouts in two-thirds of an inning. The pitch to the lefty Brown. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, called strike on the outside corner. To sweeper at 82, and the count evens 1-1. Peterson stands in 5'10", 195 pounds. The 1-1 pitch, runner off to second, pitch misses up, throw to second, on the money, the tag, in time, and that ends the inning. Darian Miller nabs Tucker Flint. We head to the eighth. No run, one run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's 4-2 Biloxi through seven on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
The left-handed throwing C.G. Peller enters the game for Rocket City as we move to the eighth. Shockers lead it 4-2 over Rocket City. Shockers looking for their fifth win of the week and 11 out of their last 16 games to finish out the first half of the season. Take that 11 of their last 17 to finish out the first half of the season. The lefty Carlos Rodriguez digs in. The lefty Pelham delivers. It's a called strike one. Pelham relieves John O'Reilly, who goes 2 2/3 shutout innings. Gives up one hit, no walks, and a strikeout on 22 pitches. Pelham delivers. Rodriguez takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Pelham makes his fifth appearance of the season. He has a 2.25 ERA in four innings. He's given up just one run on three walks and five strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez lines it to third, right to Wagner. One away, and it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkins 2-for-3 today with a two-run homer, a single, and he's grounded into a double play. The pitch. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-2 Biloxi. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Rocket City. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Wilkin fouls it back, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. The lefty Pelham comes set. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. Way ahead of a slider at 86. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Pelham kicks and fires. Wilkin fouls it back to the screen, and we'll do it again. The 2-2 pitch. Wilkin fouls it back and out of play. We'll do it again. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2 pitch, called strike three. Fastball on the outside corner at 94. Wilkin did not agree with the call. And it brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. Two out, nobody on. 4-2, Biloxi leads it in the top of the eighth inning. The lefty, Pelham, delivers. Miller takes strike one. It's a slider at 87. The 0-1 pitch, called strike, another slider on the outside corner. Count runs, no balls and two strikes. Miller's 0-for-3 today. This might be his final opportunity to extend his 18-game on-base streak. Longest streak by any Shuckers player this season. The 0-2 pitch, Miller drives it foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 delivery misses low, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, Miller takes off the outside corner. It's a slider at 86. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Miller fists it out to short right center. Vera out leaps and he makes the catch. Robs the extension of the on-base streak to 19 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-2 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We end at the bottom of the eighth inning. Biloxi leads it 4-2 over Rocket City in the series finale. The Shuckers have already clinched a series win. A win today would make them winners of 5 of 6 on the week. The lefty Nate Peterson faces off against the lefty Sam Brown. Peterson delivers. Brown takes up. And the count goes to 1-0. Peterson allowed a run. It was an inherited runner that came around to score in the seventh inning off an RBI single. The lefty delivers. Checked off. Foul. Third base side above the Shuckers dugout. Count evens 1-1. Brown went about a quarter of the way with the swing, trying to hold up and ended up making contact with the ball anyways. The 1-1 pitch. Rolled to third. Wilkin reaches out with his glove and it rolls under it. That was a hard hit ball off the bat at 100 miles an hour. It's a leadoff single for Sam Brown. And the right-handed hitting Tyler Payne steps in as the tying run. Time for a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. The playoff spots have been decided in the North and South Division on the final day of the first half. The lefty Peterson delivers. Payne hits it on two, hops to short. Brown Jr. gobbles it up. Goes to a Ray for one. The throw to first is in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And now two away. They're through 5.5. Chattanooga leads Pensacola 6-4. That game does not matter. The Smokies eliminated from playoff contention earlier today. Mississippi wins it 9-7. Montgomery beats Birmingham 5-4. The pitch to Vera is a called strike top of the zone. Montgomery wins 5-4. The Biscuits win the South. The Barons win the North. And the 69-game sprint to decide the final two spots starts on Tuesday. The 0-1 pitch. Vera takes low, and the count evens 1-1. By the way, that Shuckers double play is brought to you by the Doubletree Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. The 1-1 pitch. Rolled to third. Wilkin has it go under his glove again for the second time this inning, and it's down the line. Hall bumps into the wall and snags it. Barris slides into second with a double. Another hard hit ball off the bat at 105 miles an hour. It's the third hit allowed by Peterson. And it brings up the righty, Mac McCroskey. And now the Shackers bullpen starts moving. Blake Hallab and Sam Carlson have both started stretching. McCroskey's 1-for-2 today with a solo homer back in the third inning. It's 4-2 Biloxi in the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to 0-1. Shackers clinging right now to a two-run lead. The pitch, swing and a miss, goes back to the well with that fastball, and the count goes to 0-2. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Miller blocks it up. Vera a bit too far off the bag. Now dances back. No throw for Miller, but a good job to keep that in front of him. Count it 2-2 with two away. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Peterson gets out of the inning. No runs. Two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Route to the ninth. It's 4-2 Shackers on the Biloxi Shackers Radio.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We end at the top of the ninth. Biloxi leads it 4-2. And Rocket City goes back to the bullpen. The lefty C.D. Pelham is out. He goes a perfect eighth inning on 16 pitches. Strikes out one, and in comes the righty Brady Chobin. Delivers home to the righty, Eric Brown Jr. First pitch is a called strike one. Chauvin got roughed up in his Double-A debut earlier this week. Four runs allowed on two hits, and he did not record an out. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Brown Jr. rolls it back to the mound. Chauvin splays off the mound first base side and grabs it, flips to first, and retires Brown Jr. for the out. Time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. The Randy Brady Chauvin fires, and Noah Campbell from the left side rolls it to second. Farrah has it, fires to first, hit wide of Brown, but he anchors his back foot to the bag, and Campbell's retired for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Adam Hull. The Shuckers lead it 4-2. As Blake Holub has started to warm in the Shuckers bullpen for a Pafford EMS save opportunity. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Hall is 1-for-3 today, singled back in the second inning. It's taken a little bit of time just for Hall to get back used to playing every day. The 1-0 delivery. Hall fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. He played all of six games with the Winnipeg Goldeyes in the American Association before being signed, sent to the Arizona Complex League for about 3 days and coming up to Biloxi last week. The 1-1 pitch. Hall chops it over Chauvin's head. Behind second, Vera has it at second. Fires to first in time, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Blake Holub in for the Pafford EMS save opportunity when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Jamick Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. We head to the ninth. It's a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. Nate Peterson into his second full inning, and he faces the lefty Nelson Arata. Shuckers up 4-2. Peterson fires. Arata takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 4-2 Biloxi in the bottom of the ninth inning. Blake Holub is continuing to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. The 1-0 pitch. Rada pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. It'll be interesting to see how Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena navigates this ninth inning. It's going to go lefty, righty, lefty if Peterson stays in this game. The 1-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. It could be a situation where Peterson just gets Rada, and then it's out to the bullpen for Blake Holub. The 2-1 pitch. Rada takes up, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers lead it by two. Four runs, eight hits, no errors. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Rocket City. The 3-1 pitch misses up, and Rada reaches. Brings up the tying run in Gustavo Campero, and the Shuckers are going to the bullpen. Peterson done. In comes Blake Holub for the Pafford EMS save opportunity. Try and lock down Biloxi's fifth win of the week. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the ninth. Runner on first, nobody out. Shuckers lead by two. It's a Pafford EMS save opportunity brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. Bernie Blake Howell enters. Nate Peterson's done after an inning and two-thirds. Gives up three hits, allows an inherited runner to score. One walk and one strikeout. Blake Holub enters, and Gustavo Campero digs in from the left side. Holub this year has been terrific. 4-4 in save opportunities, an ERA of zero across nine appearances in 11 innings. The pitch to Campero is a called strike one. Big thing right now, Holub throws a lot of strikes. He earned the save earlier in this week, Thursday night. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A healthy cut on an 86-mile-an-hour slider, and the count goes to 0-2. Campero today 0-2. He reached last inning after being hit by a pitch and came around to score. The 0-2 pitch. Dribbled foul at the plate. He'll do it again. Holub stares in first base side of the rubber. Miller gives the signs. Holub comes in. Check back to first, and Rada's back in time. It would be quite the move if Rada decided to steal second. Rocket City down by two in the ninth. Riders run does not matter to Biloxi. The 0-2 pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted towards center. Rodriguez back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Campero tagged it, but to the wrong part of the ballpark. 1-0-1 off the bat to the furthest point. Now one away for the lefty, Orlando Martinez. Martinez in at the back of the left-handed box. Rada off first. 4-2 Biloxi. Check back to first. Rada is back in time. Just under Warren's tag. Checkers infield chips over. Eric Brown Jr. and Brock Wolk in at short and third. Both move about 15 feet towards second. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Biloxi right now just clinging to a 4-2 lead. There's been a lot of traffic on the base paths the past couple of innings. The 1-0 pitch. Pops foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. Olive comes set. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Fastball on the inside corner at 95. Martinez is beside himself and just caught the black. City's down to their final out. Up comes the lefty, Eric Wagaman. The Shackers outfield is playing as back as you possibly can. Array and Brown Jr. up the middle are on the very back of the dirt. First pitch. This is Lowman inside to the lefty. Wagaman 0-3 today. Rada's in first. It's 4-2 Biloxi with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low, a slider at 85. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 pitch. Slider called the strike on the outside corner at 84. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, lifted down the left field line. It drops in for a base hit. Hall is over, grabs it at the warning track. That limits everybody to just one base. A terrific job defensively by Hall. He was playing all the way back towards the warning track. Rada just goes to second. Wagaman just goes to first. Runners on first and second now with two away for Tucker Flint. It is 4-2 Biloxi in the bottom of the ninth inning. The outfield still plays back. The Shuckers infield plays back, and it shifts over towards first. Flint's in from the left side. RBI single last time up. The pitch misses low. It's a slider at 86. Biloxi right now just trying to hold for a win. The one pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Tatsa slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses up and away. A slider at 84. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. That was already Holub's 18th pitch of the inning. He needed 20 to pick up the save on Thursday. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider at 84. Racket City's down to their final strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Wagamans at first, Rana's at second. Flint adds to the dramatics. Paul Steinman steps out of the box. Now he digs in. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Holub ends it. Fastball top of the zone at 95, and Biloxi ends the first half, winning 5 of 6 in this series against Rocket City. They'll go back home to start the second half red hot against Pensacola. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, 2 runners left on base. Jackers get 4-2 win. We'll ramp it all up next on the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. What a series it was for the Biloxi Shuckers. They win the finale by a 4-2 final. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Rocket City as the Shuckers win 5 of 6 in their final series of the half. They end the half winners in 11 of their final 17 games. They go from 19-32 to finishing the half at 30-37. Meanwhile, the loss for Rocket City means they fall in 9 of their final 11 games in the first half. They fall to 33-35 on the season. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors from Rocket City. The Shackers win behind a dominant outing from Shane Smith. Retires 17 of the 18 batters he faced. He gets the win, improves to 4-2. He allows just 1 run on 1 hit with 7 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings. Sam Bachman gets tagged with the loss. He falls to 0-1. Blake Holland picks up the save. It's his 5th of the year, and he converts the Pafford EMS save opportunity. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. Time for today's scoring summary. Shackers got too early. Brack Woken, a 2-run shot in the first inning, made it 2-0. Biloxi, Rocket City got one back on Matt Bokroski's first professional home run in the third. That made it 2-1, but Xavier Warren gave the Shackers just enough with a 2-run shot in the fourth inning. That made it a 4-1 Biloxi lead. The only other run came home in the seventh. Tucker Flint, an RBI single. That brought home Gustavo Campero. Shackers win by a 4-2 final. We'll be back with more on the Biloxi Shackers postgame show next, including a look at the Summer's scoreboard.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. The Shuckers get a big-time win on a Sunday afternoon, 4-2 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The Shuckers finish out the half winners in 11 of their final 17, including winners in 5 of 6 against Rocket City, as the Shuckers have their second series of the season with at least 5 wins. It's their first since they won 5 of 6 against Chattanooga at home back in mid-April. Shuckers, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Rocket City, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Time for a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to take a look around the Southern League. Everything has gone final that has mattered for the division title races in the North and South divisions. As today, the final day of the first half of the season, Tennessee falls to Mississippi 9-7, and with that, the Birmingham Barons clinch the North Division title, their first playoff appearance since 2013, while the Montgomery Biscuits defeat the Barons by a 5-4 final to clinch their 9th consecutive season reaching the playoffs. With their win today, they're at 40-29 on the season. The Barons finished the first half at 41 and 28. Bottom of the eighth inning, Chattanooga leads Pensacola by a 6-4 final. Chattanooga trying to avoid falling to 19-50 to finish out the first half. Time to take a look at the Brewers organizational scoreboard update, also brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. One game still in action. Top nine, Columbia leads Carolina by a 4-3 score. Finals elsewhere, Fort Wayne defeats Wisconsin 6-5. Wisconsin at 43-26 on the season. Nashville gets the win in their first half finale against the Durham Bulls. Nashville at 38-37. At the big league level, the Brewers defeat the Padres 6-2 behind another strong start from former Shucker Tobias Myers, who lowers his ERA in the month of June to .75 with a dominant performance. Here the Shuckers win it by a 4-2 final. They're back in action on Tuesday at Keesler Federal Park for the first of nine games in 9 days in Biloxi. It's the first of 12 straight for the ball club. It begins on Tuesday with a 6:35 first pitch against Pensacola. Pitchers yet to be announced on both sides for that one, but we'll be with you for pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. For all of us at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. Shuckers coming back home for Tuesday. 9 games in 9 days at the ballpark. 12-12 for the squad as we head to the start of the second half. We'll talk to you Tuesday night, 6:15 p.m. Central Time with pregame, 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit Biloxi.